Welcome to Secrets of Hagheim. Last time our party met a weird hobo. Thank you for listening, and enjoy the episode.
Okay, Sam, so what happened last session?
Last time in D&D, we were ready. We were certainly not ready to try and get into Hagheim. We took potions of invisibility and water walking. Okay, no. Potions of invisibility, spell of water walking. Snuck past. I don't know how far in relative to the coast, but we got pretty close-ish. And then some random fuck on the pirate on one of the ships dropped a bottle on Byron.
No, Byron's like, David.
Was it on David?
Yeah, it was on David.
It was actually on Jordan.
Yeah, technically speaking, if we're talking canonicity of the whole
All right. Dropped it on Jordan. Everyone froze. Boltier thought it was a great idea to throw a rock or sling a rock, but that counts as attack, so it immediately broke invisibility. And then the pirate's like, "What the fuck? Get up here, you rat!" And then Byron's like, "Aha, okay, guys." He got up there. Meanwhile, we didn't sneak very well through the rest of that as the rest of the party tried to walk on water and got pincushioned.
We didn't even move. We never walked.
I thought we walked once to try and still get there. Oh, we were still frozen, but we still had to make another stealth check because we weren't doing anything. And we took too long.
No, anyway. We didn't get a reaction or anything, dude. They just fired after Boltier got up.
You had 60 people watching an area where you all were standing on water, invisible. Things are noticeable.
Anyway, all of us died except for Jordan, because he's too tanky to deal with that shit.
The one who got caught.
Yeah, yep.
And let you all die, yes.
Yeah, well, I mean, hey, you know, I mean...
I didn't know if I should have went with my instinct or Jordan's
short
instinct,
of divine so. Intervention, not much any of us could have done. At least some of us were going to die. So, all of us except for Jordan died. Boltier got a bag put over his head and got his head caved in. And then all of us got dimension gated into the Grask estate, where we all got brought back to life. And now we're all very tired. Or rather, most of us are at half-ish health. I had a meeting with Ed Guardsman. I forget his name.
What's my brother's name?
Yeah, I don't remember.
It's Tyson, like the chicken.
Fullcrest. Thank you. I'm still kind of partly recovering from being sick, so yeah.
No excuses.
About the situation. Several people missing, including, you know, Bren. Missing Pimble. Missing the little goblin man with his potion shop.
Kiss Fizz, Thunder Death.
I guess kobolds are just goblins to Sam.
Racist.
Yeah. It's fine. It's fine. Well, yeah, but no one acknowledged that until he was back in the picture.
Not my job.
And then Victor has been AFK. No one really knows why, so everyone wants to go. Everyone wants to go see what's going on with him because he's probably the one that could help. All the people that were sent there didn't return, and that was our main mission. Had a few side conversations. Let's see, Amethyst went to help the priests heal and give like revivify, kind of help out. I think it was also Amethyst that went and talked to Darcy about, like, if there's anything else we can help with. Darcy asked to look for,
Alfred.
No. Even I know that's not his name. Shit. No, but I don't remember it off the top of my head, though.
I actually have it written down. Hold on.
I know, I do too, but my brain is fucking out of it today.
Right here. I just got a card in Mistwalker.
Mistwalker, who has been missing. Other than that, Darcy's very tired and exhausted and cannot really deal with much shit at the moment. So we depart. We go try and make our way to Victor's Tower while the town is still being besieged, but kind of at like a semi-standstill. Certain areas have been walled off and kind of keep a front to it. Making our way to Tower, just not even knocking the door, or door just opens into a long hallway with some spooky spooks. And then we meet a guy at the end, Sir Patrick Stewart. And that's where we left off.
Galdir, the Red Lord. Oh, no,
Gurgon.
Sorry. Gurgon, the Red Lord.
Yep.
I love you in Logan.
Yo, me too. He's also really good as, you know, Picard.
Picard, and, yeah.
You know, Professor X for like every other movie.
Gurgon, still sitting in the plush chair, fireplace behind him, still seems to be just leaning back, looking at you all, this weird older human, ragged clothes, just watching you all with an interesting look in his eye. Run perception checks, boys.
You can have said perception check.
Oh boy,
Devin.
We starting off strong.
16.
19.
4. Wander over to my fridge for a second.
This seems like I'm distracted.
Voltier, Asher, Fang, you notice that this room seems odd. Off. It's almost imperceivable at moments. That the walls, the floor, the ceiling seem to shift slightly. For you, Fang, you take in the particular detail that it seems everything you're seeing shifts, except for you and your companions. Something seems off. For Amethyst, Jordan, and Lutric, you can see what appears like in the shadows of the upper ceilings of this room. There are things moving. Weird shadow-like creatures up there, just darting around. Sometimes you catch glimpses of weird reptilian-like eyes peering down at you, catching the glint of the fire.
I've got a bad feeling about this.
Didn't always used to do that, did it?
Is he still just staring at us?
Mm-hmm. He introduced himself.
Name's Boltier, Sandreaver. We're kind of looking for Victor.
As Boltier begins to speak, the elderly gentleman's attention is brought to him. But as soon as you are finished speaking, Boltier, his attention seems to immediately drift away from you as if you've become unimportant.
I'll just be in my corner.
Yes, I'll also introduce myself. Sir Lutric Evermod, do you know what's going on here?
And similar to you, Lutric, his attention is brought to you as you begin to speak, but as soon as you finish speaking, his attention drifts away as if you have become unimportant.
Don't worry, Lutric, I'm unimportant too.
Fine, howdy-do to you too.
Do we notice, like, this happen? Like, he'll look at us and then we'll look away when no longer relevant.
Yeah, it's not even that like he's looking at the party in general. His gaze seems to be directed towards you all, but doesn't seem to focus on anyone until they begin speaking and introducing themselves.
I suppose we all have to introduce ourselves. I'm Amethyst.
Name's Jordan.
Amethyst what?
I don't know. I've only been ever referred to as Amethyst.
And Jordan what?
Archbaver.
Yeah, I'm not crazy. I don't have a last name. I'm just Amethyst. Yeah. I was like, did I give a last name and not write it down?
I thought you were in character when you said that. I was going to just give you a look like, what? Crazy? That's a noble thing to have, a last name.
I'm just a rock.
Oh.
Come on. All the cool kids are doing it.
Oh, okay. Fang.
Fang what?
Don't really have a last name, but...
Don't really? Or don't want to tell?
Out of character first.
Yeah.
I named myself with the somewhat accordance with shifters.
Mm-hmm.
And so usually they don't come with a last name. I believe usually it's a surtitle, but Fang, I didn't give one to Fang because I don't think he had enough experience in it. So Fang's just going to say, I mean, we usually don't go by last names, just the first.
His attention's going to drift off of Fang now, as if he's become unimportant, and is just going to now focus on Asher.
Davis, is he literally just staring?
Oh, yeah.
Always staring.
Jesse, what's Asher thinking right now?
What this guy is doing here in the first place.
Give me a wisdom saving throw.
Why?
Because
you're not complying. Get in line. Oof. Have fun with that. Oh, 21. I thought you said a 1.
21. Asher, what is your deeper thoughts on this matter?
On the matter, just what is this guy? What is, like, well, I know who he is, but what is he doing? And what does he have to do with Victor and all of this in the tower here? And is he responsible for any of the disappearances for everyone in the tower?
All right, Asher, you're going to know that your mind was just probed. And he is going to let out a chuckle. Answer my question, and you'll get the answers to the ones you're wondering about. How about that? What is your name?
It's Asher.
Asher what?
Exactly. How is he looking after with the first name, by the way?
Oh, he is just looking tickled pink. He's going to slide to the edge of his seat, just leaning forward with anticipation. Just still eyes just drilling into you, Asher, waiting for you to say it. You haven't forgotten your own name, have you, boy? If you want me to noodle around in there some more, I'm certain I could find it.
Asher Belfair, what's your obsession with my name?
The one born of stone, the one that wields stars, one that walks with spirits, the one born again by flame, and the one clad in ice. Oh, splendid. Now, why are you here, all of you? Why?
Like we said, to see Victor.
Ooh, he's a bit indisposed. Yes.
Why are you here?
And others. Oh, my own reasons.
Well, fair enough.
Opportunity strikes at odd times. Gotta take what you can get. Now, I'm certain you're all hopped up on this idea of saving your friends, acquaintances, whatever. See, I'm not much into the mood of fighting adventurers for the glory of blah, blah, whatever crap. Done it. Not fun. But we could help each other. You get your compatriots back. No worse for wear. And I get what I want. How about that?
But what exactly is it that you want?
Oh, just a door opened. Nothing more, nothing less.
What door?
Oh, just a tricky door. One that, for reasons I can't open. But I'm certain you all could. You all seem a bit sharp.
Ah, yes, the sharpest in the bunch with my caved-in head.
Yes, gruesome, but you're alive, aren't you? Why are you complaining?
Because I just want to see my wife, and I want to rescue my friends, and I want to stop this weird invasion from happening, and now you're talking
about
it.
You do realize there are thousands of people who are dead in this city who will not come back, correct? I don't think you have anything to complain about. Not anymore.
You know what? I want to insight that, Davis. I want to see if he really means that I have nothing to complain about.
Jesus. All right.
Insight it. Okay.
I don't believe it.
How?
I don't believe it for a second.
Yeah, you believe it for two.
This gentleman is weird, hard to read. His mannerisms in a weird way do, like, oddly remind you of the gamester, of just someone who is seemingly out of their mind in a particular way that just, it makes sense to them.
But he's not as cool as the gamester.
Yeah, he's right.
Yeah, me and the gamester go way back. Out of character.
But, you help me, you get your companions back, and I leave. Win-win for all. Because I don't think this city needs two problems on its hands.
What's on the other side of the door?
I don't exactly know. That's the fun part of this all.
But
where is the door?
Oh, you're there already. I'm certain a few of you noticed. You seem a bit sharp-eyed. That's why I made the comment. Things aren't as they appear. I'm not even in the room with you.
Insight.
You know what? Honestly,
he definitely looks like he's in the room with us.
Fang believes him.
Well, are you gonna roll an insight?
Yeah, I'll roll it too. I'm not trusting you know shifty what? Gamester wannabe.
I will also roll.
Same.
Victor's tower's weird, but how does Funny. He know how weird it is?
All right, Amethyst. Man, this guy is weird and wily, and he just seems all over the place. Boltier. Man, he hard to read. He is just difficult to read. Lutric, it could go either way. He could be telling you the truth, and nothing but the truth, or he's just flat out lying. Jordan?
Yes.
This guy's telling you the truth, he's not in the room with you.
Two options. He's either telling the truth, or lie.
It is either 100% the truth, or 100% a lie. Now, if you would like, I could let you get onto your business with the door, or we continue this business. And trust me, being trapped here is probably not going to be much more fun than getting pincushioned or, you know, facial reconstruction.
Out of character, I don't know if I even want to use the earring of communication, because I have something in mind.
Out of character, I think he just probed Asher.
His line of like the communication that's happening. Can he even like? Because it seems like he's powerful enough to kind of like mess with our earring of communication, but I don't know.
That's what I'm afraid of. That's why I'm like, I don't know if we should even try to meddle with any type of communication right now, other than just do as he wishes.
But that's a thing. That's another thing I'm thinking about, though. The problem.
I just don't know what we're gonna gain out of this, to be honest. just what is he hoping to find from this door?
What we gain is apparently our companions back.
I don't know, man. I feel like he's lying about that one too. I don't even think we're gonna get them either.
Yeah, but is our companions worth the lives of hundreds, if not thousand others? We don't know what's on the other side.
Neither does he, and that's another thing I don't understand.
Because what I'm hearing potentially is like, open this door, you can have your friends back, but hey, look, there's a Kraken now at Haykheim. Good luck with that one, dumbasses.
I'm thinking more like, you know, a god manifesting on the fucking goddamn material plane, but yeah, a Kraken would be easier to deal with.
Yeah, all I'm with them before. All I'm saying is I'm sorry. This is such a bad idea.
I don't think messing with this guy is the move. I'm thinking we just find our own way through this.
It just really sucks because, yes, he does have our friends. And brother. And son. Son.
Son. Out of character. I'm all for a little chaos, though.
Oh, oh my god. Ultram's back, guys.
Hey! In character, Fang's gonna kind of go with what the party says. But out of character, I mean, come on. Already the town's gonna get besieged if we deny whatever the fuck this guy's doing. What? Are we gonna go to the front lines?
So instead of stopping two threats, we now have to stop three threats.
But a Victor's back.
Oh yes. A worse for wear Victor who could possibly be dead. He said worse for rare, right? Not that if they were alive or dead.
No, he said
he didn't they say were their indisposed. Condition at all. He just said they were indisposed.
They were no worse for wear. So they're like,
okay, all right, let me pitch this at you, chaos boy. All right, here's your friends back. Kills them all, goes about his business. Great, we're now just could be, assholes.
That could be one possibility that could happen.
Out of several.
No. Davis has to find a way to make it our fault. Because we have to feel bad at the end, so.
Yeah, we opened the door.
See, that's why I don't even know if we should even try to fucking.
Well, okay, if we're not doing it, then what are we doing afterwards? Our mission was go find Victor.
Yeah, we're in the tower. We just got to figure out how to get to Victor without this guy. How?
Looks at ceiling. There is no stairs. Look at floor. There is no stairs. Where else in the tower but this?
Lutric, what do you think? Or Taylor. However you want to respond to this as.
Are we still out of character?
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
What would Lutric do? What would Asher do?
Asher would stand there and play a staring contest with the fucking Abishai over there.
Why? He's a normal guy.
Yeah. No, you misheard. He's a British guy.
Yes.
Got him.
Hang on, I gotta change into more comfortable pants.
So, Taylor, input?
I mean, Lutric would try to open the door.
Is that only because Lutric is not really thinking of what actions he's doing? Or is Lutric actually thinking of what actions he's doing?
Okay, Lutric's a little less two-dimensional than that.
Well, hey, sometimes you play the dumb card with him, and it's appropriate. Because, you know, he's not smart.
He's not that dumb, either.
Yeah, and only this random guy is just asking you to open a door. What, is he like a wizard or something? Well, cool.
Look, he was either completely lying or completely telling the truth. It's a 50-50.
Bet my life on 50-50.
Well, they should go fight a kraken.
I do not want to open the door.
I vote nay.
Well, I mean, first we still have to kind of figure out like what door he means and kind of.
Yeah, that's
whatever.
One thing that.
But
yeah.
That's the thing. It's like he's like, you're already there. You're standing in front of it. Question mark.
Whoa! It's the bathroom.
Yeah.
Good. I really had to go.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Never when a old guy, not definitely not a devil, says that, hey, there's a door I can't open, but you guys can. That never leads to anything good. Ever.
Look, maybe he's just a vampire.
He would be able to open it, just not go in.
Yeah. But if we open it, we could be like, yeah, you can go in, I guess.
No, we couldn't. We don't
permission.
Own the property.
Also, I want to point out that nobody insight checked when he was like, I don't know what's behind the door. Could be interesting.
No, that...
You're right.
I thought that was what mine
too
was.
Late for that now.
Yeah.
We could do that, yeah.
Okay.
Either way, mine was low.
Voting... Well, okay. Even if it comes down to a vote, maybe at least see the door first. Before we think, because, you know, might be able to detect something from that. If we aren't going with that option, I vote yes, by the way. What is our solution then? To climb up to the top of the tower? To go underground to find Victor?
We still have the gaseous form potions.
I feel like Victor wouldn't have like warded the tower against us specifically, so I think we could guide ourselves around.
This is just like the biggest bait ever.
We've been in other situations where Davis obviously baits us and we do it anyway, though.
Situations have ended well!
You're right. But we still do them.
Not
Banks
about
is working for Davis this entire time.
Well, we got two for no door and one for yes.
There's two for yes.
Two for yes, because Lutric also wanted to.
Why are you thinking about one thing, man?
It's down to two things.
See, because even an Amethyst she understands that it's friends and family. Like, she gets that. But it's not worth risking the possible lives of thousands over 10 people.
Could be nothing. Could be everything.
Listen, it's Schrodinger's.
And yet we don't have time to debate
everything until we open it.
Schrodinger's door?
Yeah, Schrodinger's door.
This dude's a Schroeder's douchebag. Fuck.
There both is and isn't a cursed scroll behind this door until we open it.
Okay, so what's everyone else's opinion then?
Okay, well, everybody but Jesse and David have voted on this door. So it's just Jesse and David's opinions.
And it's even right now. And if they both go one way, we're at a stalemate.
Yeah.
At that point, I will message Lewis yes or no.
Roll a D2.
I'm going to have to say... yes to the door.
Yes, opening the door?
Yeah.
Okay. Jesse? You can't just stare at the camera, Jesse!
Jesse, we're not the Abishai. Talk to us.
The who?
The who?
The Patrick Stewart.
Do we open the door or not,
in
Jesse?
The movie Logan, Jesse. Please talk to us.
I haven't seen the movie, by the way.
It's a very good movie.
It is
very
good
movie.
It was really good. It was a good, like, kind of like ending to the whole X-Men.
Yeah, like
saga.
It was a good movie. Yeah. It was like the complete opposite of like what would happen if we opened this door.
So in other words, you want this door to be open.
I want this door shut.
Jesse, you can always put the decision in the hands of Lewis. If you just say no.
Or, yeah.
So either I confirm one or I leave it up to the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
Which may or may not be who you expect.
Yeah. At that point, and Lewis will just have to answer it without a context.
Well, so Jesse, if he even answers it.
He usually picks up.
Jesse, either your vote matters or you leave it up to a coin flip.
I would rather not leave it up
to a coin flip. Your vote matters or you leave it to a coin flip.
He's not wrong, though.
No, he is wrong. His vote doesn't matter in the end regardless. It's just whether or not he wants to like go with something he doesn't really want to go to and get a certain ending for sure. Or go with the one he wants to, and it's just like, boom. He's got to leave it up to fate anyway.
Or we can make this even better. I could just call and ask Lewis, and then we leave it up to Jesse to decide either one. What's your choice, Jesse?
Some doors are better left closed.
All right.
Wow.
I'll put it on speaker.
Let's see if he answers.
So since the party is coming to a stalemate, you're going to be given the ultimatum. He'll show you the door, and you can decide to try opening it, or you can leave. The visage of this elderly man in a chair in a fireplace will fade, and a large 20-foot-tall arched iron door will appear before you. It looks simple enough, like any other door, except for the middle portion, taking up about a third of the door itself, appears the visage of a bearded, metallic male face. As soon as the door appears, you notice that the face moves. And it seems concerned, kind of confused, and you hear a voice. Hello? Are you there? Hello? Hey? You,
hello?
Hi. Who? You have been standing there for like half an hour staring into nothingness. I was worried you were all like dead or sleepwalking. If you're sleepwalking and die, do you still sleepwalk?
It'd be deathwalk.
It might be a form of undead.
Are you undead?
I'm a lich.
No.
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 Oh.
Not that I know of.
Who are you?
I am the door.
What's on the other side of you?
I can't tell you. Contract.
Why is that?
Contract. NDA. Can't tell you.
Contract with
who?
Can
you tell us what's not on the other side of the door?
A lot of things. Well, you.
That's fair.
Is there a way we can find out what's on the other side of the door?
Yeah, by entering.
Besides opening?
No, that's the only way.
See, there's this weird guy who said to open this door, and he doesn't look very friendly, so I would imagine that we shouldn't open this door.
Man, that's a weird dream you had.
Something about gaining opportunity while everything is amiss.
Still a weird dream, kid. I don't know what you want from me.
Why are you here?
To guard what's on the other side, duh. I'm a
door. Why do you want to be opened if you want to guard it?
Part of the whole... Kid? What part of contract and NDA don't you understand?
What's an NDA?
Non-disclosure agreement.
So where's Victor?
In the tower.
But we're in the tower.
Yeah, good job. I'm glad you understand that.
Okay, so point us in the direction of Victor, and we'll just leave this door alone.
Really? Point you in the direction? With what?
With your eyeballs.
Clearly you're not that bright, so I'll explain this again like I explained it when you first entered. I'm a riddle door. You gotta answer riddles to open me.
God damn it, these riddles.
Do you know what a riddle is?
Yes.
At least someone here does. Jesus.
Oh, man.
Out of character. Man. I'm saying we don't go with the door and let's just leave and then we try to figure out what the hell to do next.
Where are we still in that big room that we were before? It's just now the stores. Okay.
We're still in the big gobbledygook room with nothing else in it besides the door and the hallway leading out.
Wait,
there's nothing in this
shifting?
Place.
Are things still shifting, Davis?
The room is you aren't, neither is the door.
Oh, man. And if I look back, do I just see the hall we walked through before?
Yep.
Our ultimatum was open it or leave, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, theoretically, since he didn't say open it right now, we could explore. And I don't
this room in the hallway
out of character,
that we came in.
Yeah, out of character. I could have sworn the description of this room was literally just nothing. There's nothing in this room. Besides the thing in the center.
Maybe you have to think about stairs and stairs will appear and a door. It works.
Why are you so hesitant about the door?
You have to believe in Victor.
Open the door! Do it! Answer the riddles three!
I mean, we don't know how many riddles, but
it's just an expression. Do it. You know what, Fang. You can do it.
Let me see how much bookkeeper knows about Victor's Tower, and we'll see whether or not opening this door is a good idea. He probably doesn't know much, but we'll ask anyway.
You're going to get feedback.
I will try anyway.
Alrighty.
Bookkeeper, how much do you know about Victor's Tower and this weird door that's
You seriously trying to cheat already?
I'm not trying to cheat. I want to know if he
This
knows
is disappointing, Boltier.
I don't want to open a door that could potentially lead to the ruin of the entire city.
Why the hell would I want to open a door like that?
The hell are you guarding?
I said I wanted to open a door to leave. Yes, you're all hearing this voice.
Is it? It's not the door.
It's Gurgon.
Okay. Oh, I thought it was the door.
No,
I also thought it was the door.
Wait, I thought you said you didn't know what was on the other side. Being able to leave would mean that
this is some this is some bumpkin wizard in a tower in the middle of nowhere in the fuck potion of the billiards. Why would he have something to end a city?
Maybe he got bored one day.
A wizard that gets bored one day turns into a lich. Clones themselves. Doesn't hide some world-ending weapon behind a riddle door.
I feel called out, but I don't know why.
Why?
Also kind of feel a little called out, but yeah. Wizard who gets bored. Apocalypse.
Listen, I've known wizards. They've gotten bored, and they've gotten pretty close to ending the entirety of human race.
You, sir, grew up in this little pit-shit town. I dare you have never met a wizard before you met Outram or Victor. You, sir, are a liar and a cheat.
And I've met a lich. I don't understand what you mean by me not...
Yeah, temporal displacements don't count.
Sir Dor, how many riddles do we have to answer?
Handful.
What if there's bigger or larger hands? Like, that matters.
Yeah.
He also doesn't have hands.
If we keep in character, if we keep discussing this, we're wasting time. What's the first riddle?
Okay. I don't care. Apocalypse.
What is seen at the beginning of spring, at the end of winter, but can't be seen at the beginning or end of any month.
What can be seen at the beginning of winter? At the beginning of spring. Sorry, at the beginning of spring, the end of winter, but can't be seen at the end of any month.
This is my easy one, too.
Oh, boy.
There's no punishment for getting these wrong, is there?
No, just more riddles.
Oh, okay.
I just, out of character again, spring. Why can't this man just open a riddle door if it's that unimportant? If it's just a simple riddle door, then why is it that he can't
Probably because he's not here.
I'm with you. I really am, but I think it's too late for that.
Also, probably because he's not here.
Yeah.
He's not here to talk to the riddle door. We are.
Okay, beginning of spring, end of winter, cannot be seen at the end of any month.
The beginning or end.
Beginning or end of any month. Fuck it, Doc.
Good brain teaser.
Intelligence saving throw.
Sure, Lutric.
Brain hurt.
It's already starting, the pain.
I'm trying to look at the letters, but I'm like, S is in September.
Yeah.
But P is in...
Also, it's not the end of winter.
Yeah. Well, R is... I wasn't ready for the riddles.
Can't be seen at the beginning or end of any month. Kind of redundant. Beginning of spring, end of winter is the same time. Can't be seen at the beginning or end of any.
Doesn't mean it can't be seen in the middle of the month.
Correct. So out of game, my original thought is bird.
Out of game, my answer would be the letter R.
They migrate.
Yeah, I was thinking R too.
But that ends September, December, October. Right.
And winter.
But if we just ignore those months.
And winter.
Also, yeah, and... it's the in-game lexicon for my... I don't remember them.
This is tricky.
So, out of game, Davis, would you allow people to do skill checks on this? For
no.
No? Okay.
But I'll give you, for an intelligence saving throw you pulled earlier, Lutric, through racking his mind what this could mean, the Plains of Calderan don't use a month system. They go by the seasons. Months are just 30-day increments.
Ah. Right, this is a difficult door to open.
So they don't actually have months, it's just 30 days.
Mm-hmm. Usually used for keeping payments on a regular schedule or the farming.
So it's basically asking what can be seen not at the first day or last day of the season.
Axes. Oh. We just say like snow. I don't know.
No, because snow doesn't come at the beginning of spring.
It could.
It can if you're in this area.
Yes, but we're not there. We're
yes.
The door will repeat the riddle. What is seen in the middle of, or at the beginning of spring and at the end of winter, that can't be seen at the beginning or end of either month.
Of either month, not every month.
Oh, every month.
Every month, yeah.
No. Oh.
Yeah, every month.
He's not trying to confuse you.
Okay.
It's not going to be time. Now I want to say time, because if you have a riddle, answer time.
Someone want to give an answer? A character can just give an answer if they think they have it.
Beginning of spring, end of winter, and cannot be seen at the beginning or end of each month.
Oh my god. My...
Well, if they run together and it's just 30 days, what, Taylor?
I'm writing stuff down.
See, I don't want to answer more riddles. That's why I don't want to throw an answer out.
We're all answering them. We're doing this as a group.
Sir Dor, how many chances do we have on each riddle?
One.
Oof. You say the riddle one more time.
What is seen in the beginning of spring, at the end of winter, that can't be seen at the beginning or end of every month? This is the easy one.
That's the sad part.
Mm-hmm. What every teacher says, it's a lie.
Would you like me to give you the answer?
No.
Move on to next riddle. You seem stumped.
Got this.
Sure you do.
If no one else has one, I'm just gonna say probably time. But
are you really just gonna guess time? How do you see time at the beginning of spring
and the end of winter? It goes by seasons, so usually a calendar would start at the beginning of spring. So you'd change your calendar. You would see a new calendar.
That's a great answer. If that was the answer,
damn it!
The answer was the letter R. Spring has an R at the beginning, winter at the end, and month has no R in it.
You asshole, Tyler! Me and Taylor had it! Both said R! And we didn't want to give the answer because we wanted to give everyone a chance. And then you're just like, you know, time. Time exists.
So, you ready for the next one? You ready for the next one?
Yeah, moving on.
Yeah, we got this. We're warmed up now. We got the thought process going.
Well, that's good. Okay. You see a boat filled with people. It has not sunk, but when you look again, you don't see a single person on the boat. Why?
I mean, they're at dock and they got off.
No, it's because all the people were married. Get it? Single person? They're married. They're a couple. Yeah.
These riddles turn into dad jokes?
Yeah.
That's it.
Great. Just looking up more because he's probably going to get this more sooner.
It's great. He's going down a letter grade, like a sixth grade riddle. No, now we're on the fifth grade riddles.
He just went to pre-K riddles for my players.
Smarter than a fifth.
What common word has three consecutive double letters?
Say that again.
What common word has three consecutive double letters? It's not time.
Was it?
Oh.
I don't know. Oh my god.
All right, first, I have to figure out what the question is even asking.
It's, we're looking for a word that has three sets of two of the same letter following each other. You know how, like, in B, B is two E's?
Mississippi.
That doesn't exist in this world.
It's also not very common, I'd say.
I mean, if you live unless in you're from, it's pretty common. Why would someone in Mississippi say okay, Mississippi?
What word has three sets of double letters consecutive? It has to be.
Come on, you guys should know this. You're in a room perfect for it.
I'm no longer trying to solve the riddle. I'm just watching out of game. Face.
Out of game. This is still the long-ass, huge fucking room.
Yeah.
Well,
it's a hallway that goes into a long hall that goes into a room that's about 30 by 30 by 30.
I have a guess.
Yeah.
How do you have a guess?
It's either right or not. Guess? Type out the word.
Okay. Good point.
Type out the word, and if it has three consecutive letters, three consecutive pairs of letters, then that's it.
But isn't that two words, technically? I mean, is it?
Yeah, you just repeat the riddle again one more time.
No.
I mean, he's right. It has three consecutive double letters, but I'm not sure that.
Or, I guess. Or.
Keeping.
That's... Yeah. It'd be the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
He said this room is great for it, so. Is it bookkeeping?
Yeah, finally got one. Wow.
There you go.
I didn't know there were books in this room.
No, he just said the room would be good for it. This room would be good to keep a lot of books.
I'll allow it.
Would he not have let that go if I would have said bookkeeper?
No, he would have.
Oh, perfect.
All right, next. White bird, featherless, flying out of paradise, flying over sea and land, dying in my hand. What is it?
Sounded like song lyrics for a second.
So is this REO Speedwagon?
Can you type that out in chat for me, please?
No.
Okay.
White bird, featherless, flying out of paradise, flying over sea and land, dying in my hand, what is it? It's not time.
That's that fucking nut. He just nutted in his hands. White bird, featherless, flying over sea and land.
You guys should probably get it. Whatever that weird guy is squinting about over there. Trying to do with his background on his camera.
Focusing. Yeah, I can't.
It won't focus.
See what you're
doing. Blur.
It focuses on your face.
Mm-hmm. Can I show us like a letter or something?
Just you have to turn
or type it in chat board. Or, you know, just say it.
I can only think of one thing that pops to mind. It's just paradise, kind of.
It's It's not time.
It was one time.
No, it's space.
Oh.
Ooh, okay.
Here.
The problem, I just said white bird.
That'll.
Yeah.
I'd support that, Jesse, if you want to say it. Because I got nothing.
Because that's just my immediate guess.
That's what I was thinking too, but it doesn't fit 100%. That's the problem.
My question is whether or not the white bird is something that exists in our universe. Or not.
A white bird, featherless.
The white dragon, got it.
Shut up. And dies when it lands in my hand. I support it, Jesse. Full send it, bud.
Yeah, sure.
The only thing we'll have to do is answer more riddles. Full send it.
Definitely hasn't been a problem for us.
Wait. Out of character could be clouds.
What's those really?
It can take the shape of a bird, and if you try to touch a cloud, you can't because the water vapor just goes away.
Good prevailing theory. Is you going to give an answer, or?
What do you think, Joey?
Who's Joey?
You can go with your first one there.
Go ahead, Asher.
We can still see your forehead, hair, and headphones. No, we can still
Welcome
see
to
it.
This session, guys.
We can still see your headphones.
Grown ass man trying to figure
we
out.
We saw your hand.
Riddles.
Children's riddles, yeah.
Asher,
children's
why riddles. Are you just whispering snow over and over again?
Snow.
No, I'm gonna need more than that.
Snowflake or something?
There we go. Snowflake! Yeah, white bird, no feathers. Comes out of the sky, paradise. Can go over land, sea. You know, your hands are hot. So, yeah, you get it?
No.
Yeah. Good job, Jesse.
Well, Fang, you're dumb.
I still think it could have been someone strangling a white
dragon. Next one. My thunder comes before the lightning. My lightning comes before the clouds. My rain dries all the land it touches. What am I?
David's questioned my intelligence because he's just saying this shit way too fast.
Listen, his thunder comes before lightning. His lightning comes before cloud, and then all his rain dries up the land it touches.
Man, it's been a long time since I've had some people give riddles to. Feels good.
You're giving us a lot.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you fuck up a preschool. You're gonna have to keep answering them.
You cut out, so it just sounds like you said that's what happens when you fuck up a preschool. Just like, what the hell?
Fuck a good preschooler.
Beat the shit out of a preschooler.
Now we know what Baltier does on his spare time.
You know what? If he likes giving out riddles, what's wrong with the wrong answer? The sun.
The Lutric actually answered the
yeah.
sun. No, it's a volcano.
Oh.
You know, the eruption, the ash cloud, ash rains down, you know, dries everything out. Yeah, the sun, no. That's a bad answer.
I don't know if I've seen a volcano. Have I seen a volcano?
The island you're on is primarily a volcano.
Ah.
So, yes.
Every day when I get up for work, I look at the volcano and I remember that I said sun.
Oh, yeah, that's, no, that's just what I call the volcano. You know, the
sun. It's more like Yellowstone. It's more like Yellowstone, where just a large area is volcano, but you wouldn't assume so. I guess I should probably give you an easier one. It seems like you guys are struggling. This belongs to you, but everyone else uses it.
My name?
Correct! Yeah! Oh. You got it! Yeah, two, I guess, now.
There were many answers that could have been given there.
Your mom!
Alrighty.
Alright. Alright, since you guys seem to need a little bit of warm-up, which word in a dictionary is always spelled wrong?
Wrong.
Yeah.
Fair enough. That's just a silly.
Man, these really easy ones are your guys' bread and butter. Yep. It's really sad.
What can I say? We all went to preschool.
Go with the hard one.
I was homeschooled, but okay.
I was also probably homeschooled.
I don't think Fang ever went to school.
It's best to put on this coat on wet.
Paint?
Yeah.
Yeah, a wet coat of paint.
Hard to do that dry, huh?
Yeah.
Good job, Aaron.
A woman shoots her husband. She plunges him underwater for several minutes, then hangs him. Right after, they enjoy a lovely dinner. What happened?
Oh. No, I've got it. I mean, you guys can get it, though. I got one already.
Wow.
There are means to do
this. Hey, can you say that one more time, Davis?
A woman shoots her husband. She plunges him underwater for several minutes, then hangs him. Right after, they have, you know, they enjoy a lovely dinner. What happened?
Davis, in our campaign setting, does photos exist?
Okay, well, now you're just giving them the answer.
Okay, do these riddles have to pertain to our world, or is it just
what
IRL?
Our world.
Well, I couldn't answer Mississippi, so I don't know.
Okay.
Obviously, she's a necromancer.
Are you going with that? Because out of game, my answer would be she took a picture, had it developed, and then had dinner. Developed it, I guess.
The hell's a picture.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Lutric.
Pictures exist in this world.
Paintings do.
I mean, a painting is a picture.
Yeah, but no, you can't shoot a painting.
Sure you can.
No.
You go just ahead.
Put up the painting, and then you take a bow. Mm-hmm.
Lutric, say yours.
I mean, do we want to go with the in-universe answer or the out-of-universe answer? That's the question.
Well, I don't know. We could go in-universe. I'm fine.
She's a necromancer.
If she was a necromancer, then how did he enjoy his meal? Called she resurrected him.
Oh, I mean, necromancers can resurrect, too.
No, they can't. That's reanimation.
You're just really kinky.
Well, two, you got problems.
Could have also used clone, I guess.
That's fair, too.
And your husband. How about this one? Four times just to murder some of his clones.
A butcher stands 6 feet and 1 inch tall and wears size 12 shoes. What does he weigh?
Meat.
Meat.
Yeah.
The consequences of his own actions.
How much dirt is in a hole that measures 4 feet by 4 feet by 5 feet?
None. It's
zero.
A hole.
It's a hole.
They're catching on. That's good. Okay, that's how about this?
Yes.
What are the next 3 letters in this combination? OTTFFSS.
OTTFFSS.
ENT.
Correct! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
I did it. I can math, sort of.
Oh, god damn it.
If you like numbers, how about this next one? How is 7 different from the rest of the numbers between 1 and 10?
Out of character. I was gonna say because 7, 8, 9.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. She's gonna say that too.
7 has cannibalistic nature.
Okay.
Is it cannibalistic if it's not eating 7? Are 7 and 9 the same race?
Hold on.
Okay. Hold on. I can't go this deep into this.
7 has 2 syllables.
Correct. Yeah. It does. It's the only one from 1 to 10 that has 2 syllables. Yeah.
Well, not unless you pronounce 5 wrong.
5.
5. Then
you're not pronouncing 5. You're pronouncing something else entirely.
Okay, you guys seem to be understanding how this kind of goes now. What comes once in a minute, twice in a moment, but never in 1,000 years?
This is another letter one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Correct, yeah, you got it. Yeah, great job.
I didn't hear what the second one.
It was Until
Until Davis was satisfied.
Yeah, later on. Yeah, it works.
Yeah, I didn't hear the second one. I only heard one twice in a moment, and I didn't hear the second one, and then never in 1,000 years.
Ah. I have only 2 words, but 1,000 letters. What am I?
Only 2 words, but 1,000 letters?
Post office.
No.
Correct.
Oh, is Ooh. It? Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to say painting. That's good. Good job.
First, you eat me, then you get eaten. What am I?
I have a couple.
Thank God I'm not going to be answering that.
Jordan, why don't you try answering this one?
I don't know the answer. but I could try to figure it out.
Yeah, why don't you try to figure it out, Jordan? You haven't really spoken up. This isn't even a hard one.
Is the door actually asking Jordan to answer it?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe we each have to answer one.
That could be it.
Who has left then? Has Fang?
Wait, can you just like the riddle again?
I already said it.
First you eat me, then you get eaten.
You have to eat the door, Jordan.
Yeah. The f-
I get it.
But you did. Because I'm still trying to get it.
Oral reciprocation.
That.
No. Voltaire, oh. That's wrong. It was fish hook.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it could have also been a mimic sandwich or parasite.
No,
two numbers.
All right. Since you like, you know, the easier ones, let's go with this one. Turn me on my side, I am everything. Cut me in half, I am nothing. What am I?
Is this one for Jordan as well?
Well, any of you can answer it. It's just, you know. I want him to participate a little bit.
Jordan, say the number 8.
Did he fall asleep?
Think so.
No, I didn't fall asleep. I'm actually really thinking about this.
All right, that's good. Well, Jordan works on that one. I'll give you guys another one.
God damn it.
What can travel all around the world while remaining stuck in a corner?
I can't be baby because no one puts baby in the corner.
I'm going to... Lutric, that's not... No. You shouldn't put babies in corners. That's just weird.
I know, no one does that. That's what I'm saying.
Can travel around the all around the world but be stuck in a corner?
Yeah.
All around the world. Oh! A postage stamp.
Yeah! Jordan, you get an answer?
I have the answer!
Tyler, no.
Not allowed, Tyler.
Jordan, you got an answer for that one riddle I asked you? Turn me on my side, I am everything. Cut me in half, I am nothing. What am I? Consider the concept of the shapes I'm mentioning.
God.
Maybe think backwards from the problem. What is nothing? What is everything? You try. All right. While Jordan mulls that over, I'll ask you guys another one.
Okay.
How many letters are in the alphabet? And I'll give you unlimited answers this one because this is tricky.
God, I gotta spell out the alphabet.
I don't know. 26?
Nope. No. Mm-mm.
8?
Nope.
N.
No.
Is it 11 then? Did I miscount?
Yeah, it's 11.
Oh, because it's the alphabet.
Yeah.
All right, here's another one. What is as big as an elephant but weighs nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
Da 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 da. What?
Three Musketeers, lightest candy bar. Fuck you.
Nope.
An elephant on the moon.
No. No.
He's weightless, and he is as big as an elephant.
No, he still has weight. The moon still has a gravitational pull.
Now, if he was in outer space away from any objects of significant mass to have a gravitational pull, then yes, but...
Well, if we're going to put him into an empty void vacuum, sure.
You say that like that's not possible.
There's celestial bodies all over the space.
That's fucking this stupid. Space. Is it a shadow?
Yeah. It is, yeah. It's a good one.
How long have you been sitting here thinking of riddles?
A while. So a man runs...
his only job.
So a man runs away from home. He turns left and keeps running. After some time, he turns left again and keeps running. He later turns left once more and runs back home. Who is the man in the mask?
Dream.
Ray Wyatt.
No, none of those are.
That's what the mask is.
Who is Guillermo Belfair?
No.
A man leaves his house, turns left, runs, turns left again, runs, turns left yet another time, and runs home. Who is the man in the mask?
Yeah. This one's a good one.
This kind of seems like a jog to me.
Well, it'd be more like a sprint. Hey, Arden, while they're trying to figure this one out, did you figure out the one I asked you before? You got an answer?
Not quite.
It's the number 8. Give me the answer when you're feeling like it.
God, that is such a I'm sorry.
Man leaves home, turns left.
Yeah. Then left. Then left and home.
Left?
Figure it out?
Yeah, I did.
What's the answer?
The catcher.
Yeah, baseball's a good game. Don't get to see many baseball games out here, though.
It's cool. It's fine. I'm fine.
So, Jordan, you want to give me that answer to that riddle I asked you, or...
I thought, okay, everybody, 8.
Yeah, it's 8. Because you turn around on sides to finish the book, cut that half and zeros. Got it. So a container without hinges, lock, or a key, yet a golden treasure lies inside of me. What am I?
An egg.
Yeah, that one, yeah.
Lord of the Rings, huh?
What?
That's a question.
A rocket.
All right. Next riddle. What is half of 8? And a hint, it's not 4.
A 0.
That's only half of the answer, because the other is three. You know, if you cut it in half horizontally, it's a zero. If you cut it half vertically, it's a three.
E3, actually.
Be quiet. What can fill an entire room without taking up any space?
Air.
Light.
Yeah. I mean, both.
Both?
Not gas takes up space.
Gas does occupy space.
I no longer have eyes, but once I did see. Once I had thoughts, but now I'm white and empty. What am I?
Me.
You're white noise empty.
You know, Taylor and me go way back, but now that I think about it, maybe he's not on the right. At least on this one.
What'd you say, Jesse?
No, sorry, I was trying to interrupt the recording.
Oh. There's no recordings.
Just weird because Byron and I don't go way back.
Repeat it once more just to confirm my theory.
I have no eyes, but once I did see, once I had thoughts, but now I'm white and empty. What am I?
A skull.
Correct. A skull. Yeah.
Good job.
Well, I can hold your right hand, but never your left hand.
Your left hand.
Left hand.
Yeah.
Your right hand glove.
Poor people have it. Rich people need it. If you eat it, you'll sick or maybe die. What is it?
Money.
No.
What?
I mean.
Yeah.
No.
I'd probably get sick and die if I ate gold coins.
No, it's nothing. Nothing. The poor have it. The rich need it. If you eat it,
swapped the way around.
You just kind of like skipped his whole riddle and just blatantly shot out an answer that wasn't correct.
Time and money.
Time and money. Those are the two answers so far.
And light. And skull.
What do you make, or how? Do you make the number one disappear by adding to it?
How do you make the number one disappear by adding to it?
Yep. Adding a negative one?
Nope.
No, really?
I mean...
Oh, you add an N.
I guess I'll accept it. I was looking more for the letter G, so it's gone.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
No, that's nuts.
That's fucking dumb!
The answer I give is yes, but what I mean is no. What was the question?
Are you
every
older than
sleazy 18? Hollywood executive?
The answer I give is yes, but what I mean is no. What am I?
What was the question? You probably done this even today at some point. Being a riddle door is awesome.
The answer I give is yes, but what I mean is no. What is the question?
The answer's not time.
I wasn't gonna fucking say time!
Okay, I was gonna say like an alarm clock or something. I don't know.
Remember, it's a question, not an object.
It's a question. Don't fucking tell me.
You doing good today?
Does Lutric actually say that?
They always ask, where is Lutric? Never, how is Lutric?
They don't even ask where he is.
Fuck. Do you mind?
Yes, correct.
Because you say, like, you answer yes, but you're like, oh, no, I don't mind.
Ah! Add two letters to me and I become shorter. What am I?
Add two letters to me, I become shorter?
Yeah.
My fucking patience.
That's way more than two letters.
No, sorry. Hold on. Oh, yeah. Could be.
What?
Maybe. Add two letters to me and I become shorter.
I mean, it could just be short.
Short?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, you guys got
okay,
it.
Okay. Okay. I was just like, okay.
What is black when you get it, red when you use it, and white when you're all through with it?
Black when you get it, red when you use it.
All?
Yeah!
Not bad.
Well, I'm all out of riddles, guys, so, thanks for sitting around!
You gonna open?
When I say I do that?
Does he have, like, a handle?
Yes.
I will approach the door handle.
Well, hey, buddy, you don't want to do that.
Any particular reason?
It'd be rude.
Do you mind if we open you?
Yes. Yes, I would mind. Very much so, actually.
But we need to talk to Victor.
Make an appointment.
But this is urgent. It's kind of a walk-in situation.
Ooh. Refer to my last answer.
Altair, is he actively blocking you from opening the door?
No, I don't think so.
You should just open.
Come on! Come on, don't do it! Come on!
I'm just gonna grab the handle now.
Come on!
We could have just opened the fucking door.
I think we humored you enough with your riddles that...
I could make some more!
Alright, we'll come back when you're ready with more, and I'm just gonna open the door.
Alright.
What if the handle was his junk?
Well then.
Upon opening the door, you'll find that there is a staircase before you leading up. To all of you, these stairs will seem familiar. Well, except for Amethyst. And Fang. You two. Yeah. These are the stairs that lead up to Victor's laboratory.
Oh, it's time to make a mad dash to the laboratory.
Okay, Boltier starts running up the stairs as soon as he sees him.
Should we shut the door behind us? I'm asking the party.
Oh.
I will shut the door behind us.
Yeah. I guess we're just going, though.
I might have just killed us or saved us. I don't know yet.
Now we're trapped inside.
It's not like the door was locked anyway.
You don't know. Maybe we did have to answer a few riddles before it would let us open it.
I thought we were just humoring it.
So is the party following? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, too, you'll be the first to arrive. At the top of Victor's laboratory, you'll find that the center dais that had the altar beds that came out of it. The beds have been removed, but there is now on the ground a large circle of some kind that encompasses about 80% of the room's floor. Pacing about on the inside of this weird runic glyph that encompasses so much of the ground that seems to be giving off a soft green to purple glow of arcane energy is an elderly man. Ragged clothes. Bald head. And as soon as you appear at the top of the stairs, his vision looks over to you and he smiles. It's Gurgon. As he chuckles and goes, "Well, it looks like I made a good choice, didn't I?"
Yeah.
Yes.
Well. Hug.
Okay.
He motions you to come hug.
What the hell? I'll hug weird. Patrick Stewart.
All yes, right.
All group hug.
Okay, Jordan's going in for a hug.
I'm good.
I'm also Fang. Well.
Hug.
No, thank you.
What about you, Ash? You want a hug?
Fuck no.
Oh. That's a little...
Splendid. As Boltier walks over to him for a hug, Boltier, unbeknownst to you, your feet do miss the glyph. You're able to walk in, no problem, and give a hug. But as Jordan comes trotting behind you, Jordan, your boot scuffs the glyph, and you all notices that magical pulsing that was happening throughout it fades, and Gurgon, while hugging Boltier, just "Well, thank you." And he's gonna push Boltier off and go,
That's very rude of you. I just gave you a hug.
It's not because of you. Have you ever had your arcane prowess stripped from your being and forcibly come back? Oh,
not that part.
It's a bit of a change. And I have to thank you all, admittedly. You did a splendid job. I was wondering how long that door would take you. You're just going to watch him walk over to some of the side tables that that Victor just has set up. He's going to open a few drawers. He's going to sift through some things, and he's going to pull something out and palm it.
Perception check?
Yeah.
Six with the nat one.
Man, he grabbed something.
21.
I'll also do a perception check. Where is it? There it is. Oh, 14. Man, that's not a good roll.
Fang and Boltier, you'll notice that he grabbed something from what appeared to be an when he opened the shelf, an array of different types of crystals, some short, some stout, some thicker, some thinner. They all seem to be generally not like encased separately, but there are dividers that keep the crystals from being able to physically touch. Boltier, you'll notice that he did grab and pull out what seemed to be about a 2-inch long, probably half an inch in diameter, like weird, like semi-transparent white crystal. And he palmed it, but as soon as like his hand curled back and he turned to face you all, doesn't seem to be in his hands anymore. Well, this was an experience of sorts. So in case you didn't know, that long hall you walked in to get into the room that came up here. Yes, you remember? Yes?
Yeah.
Great. So if you didn't understand, you would actually walk yourselves up to the library, which where that door was, and then you did basically walk past your friends that are currently tied up and gagged down in the foyer.
Oh.
Yes. Any other questions?
I'm gonna go look for them now.
What are you taking?
Not like you'd understand.
I just want to know. I mean, you don't have to be rude about it.
Nah, I'm being honest.
Does Victor know you're taking it? Because I'm assuming not.
Does Victor know you're taking it? I'm assuming not. Does anyone know anyone's taking anything ever at any point? Did the dwarves know that Victor snuck into their mines at night and stole a bunch of things? Does Lord Grask know that multiple people have entered into his premises without him ever knowing? Has the party ever known that your estate has basically been burgled 7 times in the last 3 months?
Yes.
Well, that's just sad. You should really up your security.
Also, I don't think Amethyst would know that.
No, Amethyst would not. So, Davis.
Yes.
Control water. Since it is, no. Okay.
No, it's not going to allow it on living creatures.
It's not going to allow you to bloodbend.
No, Tyler, what were you going to ask?
Can you use control water to bloodbend somebody, essentially?
I didn't know we were playing Avatar The Last Airbender, bud.
I'd love to.
Man, that's, like, that's still a no.
Tyler, it's just like lungs are not a container that you can create water in.
False.
Not false. You have to be able to see the opening of the container. And you do not see the opening of the lungs. Ear. Mouth. It's not the opening of the lungs. You can give someone a mouthful of water. Well, that's kind of it.
Now, if you had x-ray vision.
Sure.
It's true. If you had x-ray vision, you could see the inner workings of the lungs.
Uh-huh. So, since no one seems to have questions, he is going to, in a giddy step, start climbing the stairs down.
Boltier was already far down the stairs before him.
I'm like, probably as soon as he mentioned that everyone was actually downstairs, Lutric would have left to go downstairs.
Okay. Yeah. Boltier, Lutric, you will find all of the missing people that had gone to this tower, including Victor, Pimble, Hisfiz, Bren, are tied up in like intricate like wrappings of like not rope. It seems to be more of like a weird like leathery tentacle of some kind, and they seem to all be propped up like on the bed, not on the beds, but on the couches and chairs, with like a large platter of tea set out as if like you're in there in the mists of a tea party of some kind. And as soon as you two show up again, they're making a racket. And many of them look relieved when you two actually take notice of them being there now. Soon following after you two, the elderly gentleman is down at the bottom of the stairs, which causes many more of them to get angry, as he just chuckles and goes, "Well, I must bid you all adieu. I've come for what I've needed. Your city sucked to shit, and you mortals are all garbage. So, bye."
I'd assume the rest of the party gets down there, too.
I would assume you would have followed the weird man coming downstairs.
Yes.
Which, after...
Pimble and Victor.
Yeah, after him making that proclamation that all mortals are garbage, you're going to see him produce that small white crystal. He's going to lift his hand, drag it across, and open a rift. Those behind him will feel a sudden burst of hot air and the smell of brimstone and sulfur as the gentleman's visage shifts from an old man to a red-scaled dragonborn-esque visage, but his arms are longer, and his body seems odd and twisted. He steps through the portal, and it disappears. Just as you both here are getting done freeing Victor and Pimble. Victor seems... flustered? Tired? But as soon as you get Pimble's gag out of his mouth, you're going to hear, "So, did you all find out that Raphael Belfair is impersonating someone?" And that's where we're going to end session.
Riddle me this. Should be the name of this episode.